time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
See the play in real time? I went straight to a press conference. I thought the play got called right. Thankfully, Sophie's okay. Was it egregious? Absolutely. When you have a chance to watch that over and over and over on replay, you can see that. I didn't have that in real time.
I go away for a week and the WNBA implodes. Now, they weren't necessarily on great footing before that, but holy smokes, this was just one element in the saga, okay? This is Fever head coach Stephanie White. And this was after, you know, Sophie Cunningham is the blonde girl, the point girl, okay? In basketball that means something in particular. But, you know, the one who pointed for like 20 seconds and became famous and everybody wants, like, they want her to replace, Caroline Leavitt as the press secretary. Because if she's up on the podium pointing at people, it'd be funny. And you see the memes and all that. This was a flagrant foul against Sophie Cunningham where the other player just, she's going up for a layup and a breakaway layup. And the other player just throws her forearm across her face and hauls her down. Like, it's terrible. And it got called a flagrant one. It got upgraded later to a flagrant two. But, you know, the Fever coach, Stephanie White, and yes, that's the same team that Caitlin Clark plays on. Their teammates, Sophie Cunningham and Caitlin Clark. She says, I didn't see the foul in real time, you know, so her reactions to it at the time maybe weren't great because she'd kind of been criticized for not being supportive enough of her players. And then she does this press conference to try to clear it up. This was last Tuesday she does this, and she's like, don't question my loyalty to my players.
I take personally any suggestions that I don't 100% always have my players back. I ride with them 10 toes down all the time. All the time. They know that.
I've never... PJ, have you ever heard this expression? I ride 10 toes down with my players all the time.
Never heard it.
I don't have it. I want to say it again. Let me see.
Any suggestions that I don't 100% always have my players back. I ride with them 10 toes down all the time.
I ride with them 10 toes down.
Must be a basketball thing. 10 toes down. I don't know.
I'm best guess. I don't know. We ride 10 toes down as opposed to... what, 3 down, 7 up? I'm not sure what this means, but, you know, she's a coach of the, you know, professional women's basketball team. It apparently means something so obvious to her that she'd say it in passing without feeling the need to explain it to outsiders, you know, whatever. Okay, fine. So I'm loyal to my players.
It's a shame that we can't have an opportunity to talk about what great basketball they're playing. Because they play.
Well, you know, there's other ways to say that, but they're playing great basketball as opposed to all the controversy around having biological men and women's sports, about, you know, Sophie Cunningham, who says that she opposes that, although she's very loving and inclusive and, you know, a very mild statement that she made. And then that got her, you know, allegedly that's part of what's the targeting here, maybe, anger at her, animosity towards her. Certainly some people have that. Support also for her in the broader community and people showing up at stadiums, you know, wanting to see Sophie Cunningham. By the way, there's more to this story coming. Just, you know, hang on. We'll get through the press conference. We'll tell you what happened over the weekend. So she says, I wish we could just focus on the basketball instead of, and then Caitlin Clark refusing to say what she thinks about, you know, trans players in professional sports.
The hate, the fear mongering, the divisiveness, the stuff that's trying to hijack our league will not win. Mm. It won't win.
Is that a shoe, Mrs. Khrushchev?
We are united. We are connected. We will not be divided. Every day these women put their ass on the line. Every day.
Okay. All right. So we won't let this hate and division tear apart our league. I mean, it'd be easier if the league had a clear policy, which they still don't to this day on trans athletes. It's not that pressing of an issue, except for, again, I'll get to in a second. But this is her final comment.
When they go low, we go high. Love will win. Grace will win. Humility will win. And kindness will win. I stand by them. I will always stand by them. Everybody else can go to hell.
Well, nothing says grace and kindness will win like telling everybody who disagrees with you to go to hell. Nothing proves grace and kindness are winning strategies like yelling and pounding on the podium. But, you know, OK, put all the silliness aside. You know, she wants everybody to focus on the play. Well, meanwhile, you've got two former NBA players. This has made a lot of the news, have now declared that they want to be eligible for next year's draft. And these are big guys. I mean, these are like, you know, 6'10". I forget the height, but they're big guys. They're retired from the NBA. But I think we all know that if they came out of retirement to play against the women, well, they would be, the kindest way to say it is they'd be difference makers in the games, right? And they're saying, you know, and there's all the memes about, you know, well, I've got my wig. I'm good. And, you know, what's the rule? Is there a rule? Are we going to make a rule? We're not going to make a rule. So the WNBA, like many other things, has handled this poorly. In part because it has been a very socially progressive, you know, rights advocating kind of place. And now they're just, you know, not so thrilled about being forced to confront some of that stuff. But there's more to the story than even this. I'll get to it in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Andrew. Just one spot on the board right now, and that is the front gate of NES Pensacola. It is backed up to Central Avenue. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So now, The weirdest twist in this story, if it wasn't twisty enough already, the weirdest twist in this story is I am not a Reddit consumer. I Reddit is like Twitter with less restrictions to me or X with less control. You know, I just find Reddit to be, you know, anytime I do a search and it's a Reddit link that comes up, I'm like, oh, here we go. Because it's just, if you love Reddit, that's fine. I'm not judging. I'm just telling you my own personal experience. I have no fondness for Reddit. I don't get why people like it so much. It seems just not helpful, okay, to me. But now on Reddit, there's a WNBA subreddit. And if I say this wrong, pardon me, I'm not an avid user. The WNBA subreddit where people go to talk about the WNBA. The relatively meager number of fans compared to the NBA that care enough about professional women's basketball to go there and talk about it. The subreddit on the WNBA has now banned the use of Sophie Cunningham's name because it's distracting from. So literally somebody has tried to talk about Sophie Cunningham and got their comments deleted. And asked, and even tried it with, like, different versions of her name, you know, shortened version. You know how people will, you know, instead of saying the swear word, they say F with some asterisk. You know, they try to work around it, and all of the close stuff got deleted. And so this person asked, like, what's, you know, why am I getting my posts deleted? And the answer was, well, because that's contrary to our community standards. They asked, why do you ban people from posting about Sophie Cunningham, who's a WNBA player? And the answer was, we filter content based on Sophie because it tends to bring out trolls and people who aren't fans of the W, the moderator answered. But she's a WNBA player that does have actual fans. If you can't post about a player you're a fan of, that seems ridiculous. We have chosen to filter content. I should do this in a Russian accent or German. We have chosen to filter the content. If you want to post freely about Sophie, you can go back to a different sub. And the user said, isn't it weird to block posts about a WNBA player in the WNBA subreddit? How's that make sense? You aren't even the contributor to the sub, so I suggest you go back to the other WNBA subs. This is our decision. If you keep messaging about this, you will be banned. So, I mean, you do wonder who's really running things a lot of times with these forums. You know, who's moderating them? What remedial education in either constitutional rights or principles of good government or people skills have they never had in their life? You know, speaking of last hour a little bit, going to public school and not getting socialized properly. I mean, they went somewhere and got socialized, and, you know, I just think that's a fun. If you keep asking me, I'll ban you. There will be no comments about Sophie Cunningham, and there will be no questions about why there are no comments about Sophie Cunningham, or you'll all be banned. Just, and I know that's not a WNBA thing, like that's a Reddit thing, but it feels like it's a little bit of a fit. You know, like there's something about those two stories which it doesn't sound all that surprising either, right? 620 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, you guys are all sweet sending me texts about how it's great to have me back. I appreciate that. It's good to be back. I love going and I love coming back. And, you know, if you ever are lucky enough, and I have been for many years now to, you know, have a job. When I was teaching, I was in this situation. And now that I'm doing radio, I'm in a situation where, you know, you have a job that you're good at and you love. I mean, it's a great thing. So I hope you get to enjoy that as well. And I certainly do. I appreciate all the kind words and appreciate all the people who filled in for me. The rap for 4 hours with Josh and Jonathan on Friday without me. I did listen to some of that, though. They're really good. I like them. They should do a show. We should do a like hour long show for them in the weekdays. That'd be good. I think people would listen to that. Colton was great. He did his first time, you know, and it's so funny. He's so nervous. I'm like, bro, you're going to do great at this. And he did. Fantastic. And of course, obviously, Jennifer and Walker and, Todd have all done this before and they're quite good at it. Anyway, 437-1620, 437-1620. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth is fantastic at this. She's recruited a team who are also fantastic. And one of the things is because they do so many transactions, like, you know, over 200 last year, 206. They learn a lot all the time about what the market's really doing right now. Because, you know, the strategy that worked for you a year ago may not work right now. And if you sell, I mean, let's say you do pretty well in real estate, like you sell one a month, you know, 12. You know a certain amount, right? Well, if you sell 200 in a year, you know more from experience. And that helps you become, it's kind of unfair because it helps you be more successful if you're learning all the time because you're always gaining insight and wisdom and knowledge and skills and solving problems. And sometimes it's one little thing like the color of the inside of the house that can make all the difference. And, you know, a house that wouldn't sell that you wouldn't think is a big deal, they repaint it, it sells, like that kind of stuff. So just give her a call and talk to her for yourself. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 786-3996.
Hi, folks. This is your Congressman Jimmy Petronis. I'd like to think I'm a pretty nice guy, but right now the truth is I'm not feeling so nice. In fact, I am madder than a hornet, and here's why. Social media is harming our children. Kids are being manipulated by AI chatbots. Some have encouraged kids to harm themselves. Others have even committed suicide. You think fentanyl is dangerous? Some of these AI programs are what I call digital fentanyl. They're designed to get our kids hooked. I'm Jimmy Petronis, and I am fighting to change our laws so big tech will pay the price for what they're allowing our kids to see and do. Big tech must not be allowed to hunt our kids online and hook them to this digital fentanyl. We must stop these monsters from hurting our kids, and with your help, we will. I'd be honored to have your vote this primary day, August the 18th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronis, Inc.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbary Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
I'm Dr. Isaac William, a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 3. District 3, tomorrow is election day. That means we are choosing our future. We know it's time for a change. It's time for integrity and accountability at our school board. Don't leave this decision to someone else. You need to make your voice count. Get out and let's finish strong. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, and I'll be honored to have your vote.
Paid for and approved by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia County School Board, District 3.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Culhane, voice of the Florida State Seminoles. This is News Radio 92.3, your home for the Noles. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, yeah, well, what Jesus blatantly fails to appreciate is it's the meek who are the problem.
Wipe out.
Oh, Life of Brian is so good. It's so entertaining. 625 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Hey, bands on the beach tomorrow night, Tuesday, every Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion out on Pensacola Beach. Tomorrow night, we've got Paper Chase is going to be performing at 7 o'clock. We also have Stepping Out in Style. 2026 is coming up. Join Baptist Healthcare Foundation for the 50th annual Stepping Out in Style fashion show. Presented by Sandy Sansing Dealerships, Friday, October 23rd at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Cocktails, auction, hors d'oeuvres, or as my mom used to always say, horty horse. or horse d'oeuvres. You know, saying things wrong is sometimes funny because then you get people corrected. That's not how you say that. Yeah, I'm actually smart enough to know the right way and then to make the joke. Anyway, but then not everybody gets everybody's sense of humor. Benefiting Baptist Healthcare Foundation. Reserve your seat now and celebrate 50 years of impact for our community. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. And Frank A. Devane at Pensacola is backed up to Bayou Grande Lane. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. Did you miss me, David?
I sure did. Welcome back.
You're glad so sweet to volunteer that without any prompting whatsoever. Go ahead, sir. What do you got?
Well, good morning. The memorandum of understanding that was supposed to find a way to end the U.S.-Iran war officially expires today. No evidence that either side really wanted to extend that agreement or that it's really done much of anything for the past month.
What was the latest crazy flailing online post from President Trump where he said that he's going to take ownership of the Strait of Hormuz?
Last week, I think I remember that.
Well, you mean the Strait of America.
That's right.
Or the Strait of Trump.
Strait?
I mean, sure. Damn straight. That's what you should call it, the damn straight. Go on. What do you got?
You may have seen that popular video on social media, Andrew, of the alligator walking under a graffiti bridge.
I have, indeed.
Well, if you happen to head down there today, you might see some cool artwork memorializing that graffiti bridge, just posting on Facebook yesterday that somebody painted a large alligator and gator crossing on the bridge, so you might want to check that out.
Also, wasn't there a can opener? Didn't we have we lost another truck last week?
I believe I did see something.
I mean, obviously,
like
DC's whole thing doesn't work. Social media will do that. The DC's plan doesn't work. See, it hasn't been installed yet, though. it's like these people posting about, oh God, the Palafox had flooding. Doesn't handle the rain. Well, nothing. Compared to what? Yeah. Like compared to how it used to be when there were no gutters at all. Are you saying it's better now? I mean, it's just amazing what people will do in a political season to attack somebody that they just hate for all the wrong reasons. Anyway, go ahead.
There are always a lot of
complaints.
It's
amazing. I see the dumbest stuff on social media. Anyway, go on.
And Hollywood mourning the loss today of actress Hayden Panettiere. Thank you. And a rep for the 36-year-old actress confirmed her death on Sunday. An exact cause is not yet known. She was known for roles on NBC's Heroes, the musical drama Nashville, and the Scream horror franchise.
Yep, and she was Remember the Titans, where she was a little girl in the stands, jumping up and down and screaming.
Right,
yeah. And when her dad, at the plays, she was really into it, like more than her dad even. She was the cheerleader, Save the Cheerleader, Save the World, and Heroes. We watched that show a lot, and it's tragic, terrible. 36 years young with a kid. Maybe just one, I think. Just one child, PJ? I'm not sure. I know that apparently in the last year, this is all like reporting of today. I don't follow this stuff, but, and I, not, I'm just, didn't know anything about this until today, that she said that she'd had addiction issues in the past and that she had postpartum depression as well. So, you know, one would hope that she had been getting some kind of help, but you don't know. And, you know, when they don't say a cause of death, no foul play, you know, you make your inferences. It's probably one of two things. And so, you know, just sad, sad to have some. I mean, I woke up this morning, I saw it in the news. I thought, good, what? 36? You know, that's crazy. 629 News Radio 92.3. David, thank you so much for the update. The ballot proposal for the property taxes has been rewritten. Remember this is one of those weird stories where you kind of think, like, courts are there for a reason. You know, courts do not always get everything right, but sometimes the courts are telling you something super obvious. Like, when the original ballot title for the property tax amendment, the 150 homestead exemption, 250 homestead exemption over the next couple of years, if it passes in November, the original title was Save Our Homes from Excessive Property Taxes. That's a campaign slogan. That's pure propaganda, right? The title is supposed to be informative. Well, the judge, Leon County judge, said, you know, you can rewrite this, do better. So they did. And James Uffmeyer, the attorney general, comes back with the new version is, quote, increased homestead exemption, lower cap on increases in non-homestead property assessments. A great title. Boring, accurate, informative, you know, like it's supposed to be, neutral.
Gianna Gelosi, tensions high as the U.S.'s 60-day ceasefire agreement with Iran is set to expire today.
And reports indicate very little progress toward a diplomatic solution that would reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The Wall Street Journal reports that Iran has been using this time to prepare for a return to conflict rather than finding a diplomatic off-ramp.
Fox's Trey Yanks, actress and singer Hayden Panettiere, died at just 36 years old.
Finding fame, starring alongside Denzel Washington in Remember the Titans, before landing a leading role in Heroes, where she jumped to international fame, playing a super-powered high school cheerleader. She later starred in the musical drama Nashville, where she saw both career and commercial success, earning two Golden Globe nominations and having multiple songs on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart.
It's Fox's Todd Pyro. No cause of death has been released. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 79 degrees. We've got clear skies right now. We'll get a look at our forecast here in just a couple of minutes. Early voting has wrapped up across Northwest Florida ahead of Tuesday's primary election. Voters will weigh in on several state and local races, along with a big decision for Escambia County, whether the school superintendent should remain an appointed position or become an elected one. Polls will open Tuesday from 7 in the morning until 7 p.m. Pensacola native Devin Witherspoon has agreed to a four-year, $132 million extension with the Seattle Seahawks, making him now the highest-paid cornerback in the NFL. The 25-year-old Pine Forest High grad comes off a standout performance in the Seahawks Super Bowl win over the Patriots. Witherspoon says the moment has been a long time coming. He credits everybody who helped to make the deal happen. He's been named to the Pro Bowl in each of his three NFL seasons. Well, Sheriff Chip Simmons says that deadly shooting in Century at Showalter Park last week started when somebody in the crowd tried to rob one of the men involved in the fight.
An individual that was also present walked up to one of the combatants who he saw had a gun in his waistband. And our shooter pulled out his own gun and was trying to rob him of the gun that was in the victim's waistband.
Sheriff Simmons talked to Channel 3. He says that that attempted robbery turned deadly, leaving one man dead, another wounded. He called violence like this rare, especially on the north end of Escambia County. Now, the Santa Rosa Island Authority is weighing a new short-term rental policy that's aimed at addressing resident complaints over trash, noise, and parking on Pensacola Beach. The proposal would create a registry of rental properties and require owners to register with the state and designate a responsible party that's reachable around the clock. Rental owner Kim Walden tells Channel 3 she supports the idea if it's done carefully, while others argue that property owners should set clearer expectations with the renters themselves. some of these regulations could fall under the county's authority, so the changes may require county action. Commissioners are set to discuss that later on this week. A state agricultural law enforcement officer is being praised for saving a choking child in Century last week. Officer William Register was working a detail when a couple approached him with their one-year-old that was struggling to breathe. Register used back blows to clear the child's airway before EMS arrived. Flomaton Fire Chief Steve Stanton says in more than 40 years, he's never seen an officer handle a situation with that much care. 6:34, let's get a look at our forecast from Channel 3.
We are going to be having a hot day today with temperatures near 95 degrees for your high. Heat advisory in place with temperatures feeling more like 110. 20% chance of a stray shower overnight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. For Tuesday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 96 degrees, feeling much hotter. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Keeping the heat around on Wednesday with a 20% chance of rain, high near 95. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got sunny skies. It is 79 degrees. And let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Traffic's brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or Carr City. Gulf Beach Highway, not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. 6:35, our next news. At 7, we've got breaking news. Anytime it happens, I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields moved lower this morning as traders look ahead to the latest Federal Open Market Committee minutes due later this week. The 10-year Treasury note was more than 2 basis points lower at 4.6743%. Wall Street will get financial updates from some of the nation's biggest retailers this week. CNBC reports that Home Depot reports its latest results tomorrow, followed by Target and Lowe's on Wednesday, and then Walmart on Thursday. The results will help give investors a more detailed picture of how businesses and consumers are handling stubbornly high inflation. A bespoke model of Ferrari's first fully electric vehicle has sold for $40 million in a charity sale, setting a record for a new car sold at auction. CNBC reports that the auction comes nearly 3 months after the unveiling of Ferrari's first fully electric car, which sparked a negative market reaction. Futures are mixed this morning as markets monitor the conflict in the Middle East, as well as concerns around artificial intelligence trade. That's Your Money Now.
That'll be $84.52.
Perfect. Grab the bags, honey.
Mom, why do you always check your phone before we pay?
I'm just claiming my cash back on the Upside app. Since we're getting the groceries here and we filled up the car on the way, I've already earned enough this morning to pay for that pizza night we're having Friday.
Wait, so the app pays for pizza?
Not exactly, but the cash I earn on stuff we need helps us pay for the stuff we want. It's just a little win for our family every week.
Get more out of your everyday. Upside is the free app that gets you cash back on routine purchases like gas, groceries, and dining out at more than 100,000 locations nationwide. No points, no rebates, just cash back straight to your wallet. Download the free Upside app and use promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus on your first purchase. That's promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus. Remember, use promo code ACT5.
Offers vary by user and location at participating merchants. Go to Upside.com for terms and conditions.
4 years ago, Kerry Smith made three promises: roads before development, fair impact fees, and rewriting our land development code. He's kept every single one. Kerry steered $60 million in roadway capacity projects, breaking ground this summer. Kerry alone championed impact fees so new growth pays its fair share. Rewrote the land development code twice to protect our neighborhoods from flooding. Kerry continues to work with FDOT to four-lane Highway 90 through downtown Milton. Promises made, promises kept. Political advertisement paid for and approved by Kerry Smith, Republican for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 2.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As Florida parents, we have a choice about where our children receive their education. I'm a mom of four, and I've chosen Santa Rosa County Public Schools for my family. That's why I'm running for school board. I have a vested interest in making sure our children receive a quality education. I'll be your advocate in our community, promoting transparency, fiscal responsibility, and a brighter future for every student. I'm Jill Broxton-Teston. I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
You're the co-chair of this political party.
But that excites the minions when they hear that. Oh, tax the millionaires.
Well, it sounds good, and then I get free stuff. Yay!
Yeah, but nothing is free, man.
That's when being somebody's an adult really is a challenge, huh?
MVR, weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
We're both lying here. There's so many things I want to say.
Speakers are asked to refrain from abusive or profane remarks, disruptive outbursts.
See, come that's on. The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no,
you
it make does not.
If you don't know who I am, close your mouth. Something's going to fly in your mouth.
You're going to have to be quiet when I'm talking. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do the insubordination.
This is not transparent, open government.
I have never said you were psychotic, though you may be.
I don't know that I care for the narrative.
Well, Stephen, I certainly didn't mean to hurt your feelings or anybody else's, or to imply that any one of us is not doing what...
I'm not a maiden who needs to be saved from my feelings.
Wonderful, thank you.
Love can touch just one time and last for...
Howdy ho, Winslows. This is going to be an unpopular opinion, but I'm going to call for more flock cameras. That's right, I want more. I want them in the commissioner's offices. I want them in front of commissioners' houses. I want them in front of the sheriff's house. I want them in the sheriff's office. Anytime the sheriff or commissioner leaves their house, a drone should launch from the camera and follow the all around. This drone will stream that data to the public in real time. Don't worry, though, they are just license plate readers. It's just taking pictures, no big deal. I'm totally not lying to you. Chip said he wants as many as he can get. Well, let's start here.
So Jacob Rockwell has become a fairly entertaining staple of the county commission and city council meetings lately. I mean, he gets his facts all wrong a lot, but, you know, he's flamboyant and smart. And good at crafting a pithy phrase. And, you know, he's become internet famous for the, he was the guy who said that his, you know, he wasn't in Pensacola when he got the red light ticket. Turns out it was his truck, but not him in it driving, you know, and he's been disputing it. And, you know, he has all kinds of funny ideas about, you can go to the original hearing on the red light camera and you can make a constitutional law argument there, which is not the venue. And he doesn't understand that difference. But again, you know, smart enough guy, very well educated, very articulate, very entertaining. That's why I wanted to share this because, you know, he says, I want more flock cameras, which he's being, he's sarcastic, of course. But he's making the point that, well, you know, why for me and not for thee? You like, you know, if cameras are a good thing, then let's put cameras on every cop and every county commission, watch them, follow them around all the time. I have some thoughts about this in a moment, but let me give him his say.
It is definitely not a slippery slope of constitutional liberty. The bought-off shill of a judge said so because they are on public land. I always thought...
By the way, there's no reason for thinking that a judge is bought off or a shill because they make a valid constitutional argument that when you're in public, you don't have no right to an expectation of privacy. But, you know, again, this is why I like him because he's, you know, not particularly well tethered to all the facts or the knowledge, but he's flamboyant and interesting, okay?
I always thought public land belongs to the public, but I guess we can just put whatever out there regardless if 70% of the voters don't want it.
Well, the fact that people think something is popular does not determine the law, nor is your view of public land correct. It does not belong to the people. It belongs to the government that represents the people, and that's a distinction. You cannot just go into any old public place you want because it's public land. So the fact that it is out on public property is exactly the right point. But again, you know, I know these nuances. Jacob, if he listened to this, I believe he's smart enough to pick up on these criticisms and not make the same mistakes again in the future. I mean, I don't know that he'll hear this or anything, but, you know, he smart enough to adapt to other things, so I wouldn't be surprised if he adapts to this. You know, you make your arguments better by people pointing out where you don't know something.
We should keep going, though. A judge hasn't stopped us yet. Let's also live stream y'all's email boxes to the public 24/7. Every government phone should have a digital clone online that every taxpayer can go and view your text messages, listen to your phone conversations, view your call history, app data, and voicemails on that device. All this data will only be stored for no more than 30 days, though. You have my word on that. I've been totally honest to this point. That'll make it acceptable, though, right?
I know he's, in his mind, trying to make a satirical point by exaggeration, but I totally agree. Every email that a county commissioner or a city council member or the county administrator or the mayor, you know, any elected official, their email should just be publicly available, period. I completely agree. That's the spirit of the Sunshine Law. Your phone records and your text messages, you shouldn't have to ask for them. They should just be publicly displayed. I mean, that's the spirit of this. Like, you can ask for it and get it. It'd be easy enough to put all of this online automatically so that anybody could just go read it and search it, and you don't have to think of which keyword to ask for secretly. You know, like, I totally agree with him about this. Your email and your phone calls, yes, make it all public. Now, there is no public record requirement for the phone call itself, so there'd be a limiting factor there. But for texts, for emails, hell yeah, do it. It'd be easy to do. It'd be very easy to do. And it would make government more transparent. And it would it would unburden a lot of the public records, the people that have to handle those requests, because they wouldn't have to handle them anymore. Just all be out there in the open. There are some things that would have to be redacted because people send silly stuff through emails or, you know, personal records and HIPAA issues. But that redacting the right things would be a whole lot easier than having to handle public records requests for all this stuff. Anyway, we'll come back to this in a second because I totally agree with him about that. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Andrew. No problems or delays to report. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. If you see anything, 437-1620. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to the Escambia County Commission meeting with Jacob Rockwell talking about flock cameras.
So why not spring some extra money, not on government surveillance, but surveillance on the government? Hold on. If you are not willing to have this level of transparency in your public office as a public servant while you erect surveillance state around the citizenry, you are a hypocrite. And Jesus warned us about these things.
Now, the hypocrisy charge, I don't think exactly lands, at least for the cops, because the cops already have, for example, you know, they have trackers on their vehicles, so you can see where they are at all times, at least if you're in the real-time crime center. May not be publicly available, but then, you know, your movements are not publicly available either. They're available through a query search, through the flock system. If it gets approved, that's different than putting it all out for the public to see. And again, this is, you know, satire by exaggeration. But, last comment that he made, I'll just leave this here because it's instructive.
I do have one quick question, guys. I noticed that Willie Nelson over here and Commissioner Barry, you guys had a little private powwow sidebar in the back there. As I understand, that is a Sunshine violation. Everything at these meetings must be on the record.
Not with the attorneys, only between the commissioners.
Only between the commissioners. All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
See, that's a great example of what I was saying before I'd gone on vacation. We're talking about some of this is the kind of group of people that have shown up over the data centers and the flock cameras. And, you know, there's a lot of those are Democratic Socialists of America, you know, I'm not telling you anything they wouldn't say with their shirts. I don't think Jacob is quite in their group. I think he kind of joined on this movement with the red light camera thing, but I'm not quite sure. Anyway, there's a really loud, arrogant certainty about things they don't really know enough about. And look, it's America that's allowed. It's not, you know, that's what the First Amendment is there to protect, is people getting stuff wrong and being loud and arrogant about it. But like that, they see, you know, he sees one of the county commissioners talking to the attorney and thinks, that's a Sunshine violation. Nope. It's literally covered by attorney-client privilege. They can do that. In fact, county commissioners sometimes talk to each other off mic during a meeting. That is more likely a Sunshine violation, if only because everything they say in the meeting is supposed to be on the record. But you might say, well, as long as they're not talking about policy, as long as they're not talking about things that affect the government, they're only talking about private things, then it wouldn't be. I'm actually not sure where the law lands on that one. But the point is knowing the difference between what is allowed, what's not allowed, what is a sun. You know, you see two commissioners talking at a bar, doesn't mean they're engaged in a sunshine violation if they're talking about baseball or their kids. Perfectly allowed. But again, that's kind of the, you know, knowing enough to have arrogance about it and not knowing enough to really know what's really an issue. And that's the only reason I wanted to point that out. So I find Jacob interesting, entertaining, often wrong, but that's okay. Now, what got really interesting is that this became kind of a springboard for Steve Stroberger, county commissioner, to talk at length about flock cameras, and he started about it this way.
I thought this would be a good time to start reading my opinion pieces. I've written a few opinion pieces to the News Journal, and they haven't published a single one. So I decided I'm going to start reading them right here. So you're going to love this. So,
and honestly, I asked Steve about this, and he said he's written three, and the PNJ hasn't published any of them. Now, I'm not an editor of the PNJ. I don't know why, but that's weird. Since they don't have editorial page stuff anymore, right? Used to a long time ago, and now they kind of occasionally publish opinion pieces by certain people. I don't know why they wouldn't publish Steve Stroberger. I would think you'd be, you know, dying for great content, especially opinion content, on a topic of the moment like flock cameras, this one.
I don't know how many Democratic Socialists we have out in the audience. You can raise your hand if you're one of those Democratic Socialists, all right?
Democrat or Democrat Socialist?
Democrat Socialists. So they've won over 40 elections, primary elections, this year so far.
Yay. You see, they are. Okay, they're in the group.
Great for you. So not such a yay for me. I'm not a big fan of that. But
and actually, yeah, he's right. The Democratic Socialists of America as a movement is, I mean, I'd say winning. They're doing better than socialists have ever done before in America. That's scary. If you ask public opinion, especially among Democrats, which is different from Democratic Socialists, you know, Democrats are at least soft on socialism, if not favorable towards it, and, you know, a little bit harsh on capitalism, if not outright opposed to it. So, you know, we have issues right here in River City when it comes to understanding our economic system, the source of, you know, so many of our other things we take for granted. But that wasn't the point. That was just a side bet. The real point he was getting at is I have written an editorial, an opinion piece about flock cameras, and I'm going to read it so you can hear it.
So I took an oath to support and protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, and a lot of us have. Some of us up here on this dais. The oath didn't come with exceptions. It didn't say defend the amendments you agree with and ignore the ones that are inconvenient. It didn't say defend some rights more vigorously than others. It just said defend the Constitution.
Absolutely.
I believe in the Constitution. That means I support the First Amendment, whether I agree with someone, what he's saying or not. And there's a lot of people I don't agree with. But, I mean, even hate speech is protected.
Correct.
I support the Second Amendment, whether someone owns a firearm or chooses not to own one. I support the Fourth Amendment because every American has the right to be secure against unreasonable government intrusion.
And that's the part that he's going to get to in talking again about the flock cameras particularly.
Our constitutional rights are not guaranteed, are not granted by government. They are protected from government. I think I heard Stan say that today.
Stan McDaniel's talking about that. He's the guy who got the open carry happen in Florida.
That's why I have concerns about flock camera systems. So I understand the argument in favor of them. We all want safe communities. We all want law enforcement to catch dangerous criminals, recover stolen vehicles, and solve serious crimes. Public safety is one of the most important, I think it's the most important, responsibility of government.
So one of the challenges that I've had with the flock opponents is they make so many bad arguments. I mean, they really do make so many bad arguments. For example, they will argue that flock cameras have been abused in this and this and this circumstance, which is true. But in so doing, they're actually showing that the system works to correct the people because it's places where people got tried or, you know, fired for their abuse of the system. So you're actually proving that the system is self-governing, self-correcting. Or, okay, let's say there's cases where there's bad behavior and it doesn't get caught, which, I mean, there's always going to be. Therefore, we shouldn't have the system. Well, I mean, I don't know. Guns get misused, so we shouldn't have guns. Free speech gets misused, so we shouldn't have free speech. Cops are sometimes bad, so we shouldn't have cops. I mean, like, the cherry picking of bad examples does not demonstrate to me that the entire thing is bad. And those kinds of bad arguments make me think, well, if you use bad arguments in favor of your position, I'm very skeptical about your position, because if there were good arguments, presumably you would use them. But in thinking about it and in listening to Steve Schroeder talk about it, and it's a search. It's an illegal search. It's a warrantless search. It's not a warrantless search because it's not a reasonable expectation of privacy. Stop saying dumb things. And they do. They say a lot of dumb things. That doesn't mean they're wrong. And sometimes you have to watch. I have to watch. I have a bias against people who say dumb or irrational things, thinking, therefore, their position is wrong. And look, people can believe in something that is true and argue for it in very bad ways, and the thing can still be true. So I really appreciate it, Steve. This is only the part one. I'm going to come back to this at 7:30 and 7:40, and I'll go through the rest of his comments, because I thought it was really interesting. And I am at least on the fence now with flock cameras, the more I have thought about it. But we'll talk about this a little bit later on in the show. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash 9 Mile Road at Kemstrand. No roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m. Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Woo! Summer's heating up and we're smoking at Sonny's. Our new summer menu is hot and your favorite barbecue bowls, they're back. How about our new cherry cola pork burnt ends, some brisket mac and cheese or slider trio, and finish your meal off with some cherry cobbler egg rolls. Mmm. With 4 locations in the News Radio area, we look forward to slathering you with Southern hospitality. If it's smoking out back, it's Sonny's out front. Don't forget to download your Sonny's barbecue app for sizzling summer deals and rewards. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
I'm Erin Eiswanger, Republican candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission District 2. I will make sure you, the people, are heard and the county commissioners work for we, the people, not the developers, special interests, or the political class. I'll work tirelessly to fix our infrastructure, stop irresponsible growth, and grow our economy. I'm Erin Eiswanger, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th. Santa Rosa County will be stronger with Nicewanger.
Paid for and approved by Erin Nicewanger, Republican, Santa Rosa County, District 2.
So what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryant.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
He started wearing gold chains, Jack.
Oh, God, no.
Not
The gold chains.
It's an obscure movie, but if you've seen it, you know. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka. It's got a lot of good lines in it. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Opening statements are set to begin today in the Tupac Shakur murder trial in Las Vegas. A jury was seated last Thursday along with four alternates. The defendant, Dwayne Davis, is accused of orchestrating Tupac's 1996 murder. At least seven people have died after storms caused flooding in Indiana. A record amount of rain there caused streams and rivers to flood across the state last week. And President Trump is directing the Pentagon to scale back joint military exercises with South Korea. He says that decision is linked to Seoul's refusal to participate in U.S.-Israeli actions against Iran.
All right. Thank you very much, David. PJ, have you looked at this website? There's a story out here that you sent me about Flock cameras where you can look up to see if your license plate
is
been...
I did read the article. I haven't looked for my plate yet.
Have I Been Flocked is the name of the website. So you can look to see if there's been a request related to your license plate. It won't show if you've passed a camera. We've all passed the camera.
Local
That's
talk
not the issue.
In the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It is still President Trump's number one goal.